All right, let's go to Owen Poindexter. Owen of The Athletic joins us. Owen, nice to have you with us. It's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, yes it is. I'll do my best, Marty.
We had fun today, and that's what baseball's all about, and a lot of different viewpoints of Jack Clark, as Larry was talking about, you know, angry about what he's seeing with the Giants, and I think you're going to be able to explain it a little bit for us. And then Jessica Kleinschmidt, who comes on and gives us the nice side of baseball that the fans buy tickets to see and enjoy at the ballpark. So that's what it's all about, I think. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a fun game. You know, it's maybe not a little excruciating watching the Giants right now, but I still enjoy going to the park or just catching a game when I can. So even when things are not great, you know, it's still baseball.
Yeah.
I'll miss it when it's gone.
All right, explain to me what has gone on. We've talked about the hitting today. As I say, Jack Clark talked about it. Larry just did. And I talked to Javi about it. What the heck is going on with the Giants and exit velocity, or what do the numbers tell you what's going on with this ball club?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that you don't really have superstars on the Giants. They're not really built that way. They're built around having everyone being a little bit above average. But the thing with having everyone being a little bit above average is that you can have players, it's not that far from above average to below average. And now we're, you know, when Panic is not doing anything at all, and Crawford's having a slump, and yeah, Belt's coming back, maybe that'll help, but they haven't gotten much out of first base lately, and Longoria's been hitting a little bit, but that's kind of a new thing. And it's just, you know, there's no one who's really like fearsome in that lineup, and there are a few black holes at the moment. I mean, Panic, I think, is, you know, where he got to start. He's been having a really rough time. The funny thing with him is actually I was expecting his exit velocity to be down because, you know, I suspect he's got to be hurt just based on the results. The exit velocity is not the problem. That is pretty much normal. The thing that's different is that since he came back from injury, he's hitting everything in the air, and he hasn't had a single home run since he came back from injury. And so a lot of fly balls, none of which are leaving the park, a lot of those are pretty easy outs. And so, you know, maybe that straightens out a little bit, but also his contact rate has been down. I mean, which is to say it's been more like a normal hitter. That's his bread and butter, is he puts everything in play. If he swings, he's going to make contact. That has not been the case so much lately. And so, yeah, he's really struggling, obviously. But, yeah, then he's not getting lifted up by Crawford's in a big slump, obviously. And he's not striking out the way he was at the beginning of the season when he was barely playable. But the strikeouts are back up a little bit. His line drive rate's been I did a little thing on The Athletic on this a couple days ago. His line drive rate was really high when he was on that crazy streak, and it looked like he could be an MVP candidate. That's kind of wavered back down. I think he'll bounce back up a little bit, but I don't think we're going to see the midseason Brandon Crawford again. And Belt I'm hopeful for, but it's just hard to say with him. His launch angle's creeping back up. That was what really fueled his surge, where he looked like an MVP candidate for a while. And then it kind of came back down again when he came back from injury. Lately, it's been back up a little bit, so I'm hopeful that maybe he can get back to something resembling superstar Belt. But yeah, no one's really picking up the slack. McCutcheon's been all right. Longoria's been all right. Posey's kind of hanging in there. But when you've got, you know, this many players slumping, you need everyone else to do something more than hang in there. And so, yeah, that's why they're scoring, you know, 0 to 3 runs a game.
You know, it's Owen Poindexter with us, and Owen, of course, from The Athletic and has the analytical side of baseball, which we enjoy. But as Jack Clark said, and I see it as well, the outs are not scorched. And you said something about Panic, which is interesting because he was one of the toughest guys in the league to strike out. And he is swinging and missing probably a little bit more. But
he is, yeah.
But we're looking at, you know, they get in situations, two outs, runners in scoring position. McCutcheon is like 5 for 39, something just absolutely ridiculous. What is it about it? Is it grinding out in a bat? Is it you're hitting the pitcher's pitch? You're not in your hot zone? Is there anything that you could point to that explains how a team like this or everyone can go south at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of it all happening at the same time, that part I'm not sure about. But, I mean, you look at this lineup, and who are you really afraid of? If you're the opposing pitcher, who is, like, really puts fear in you when, you know, there's a couple guys on and you really have to make a pitch? I mean, you know, maybe you don't want to face McCutcheon. He's been hitting all right. And he's been making some hard outs. But, yeah, you're right. You look at, you know, is StatCast saying that these guys should be a little bit better? And for the most part, not really. StatCast says Joe Panik should be merely mediocre instead of terrible, which is not, you know, not the sort of improvement you're looking for, but at least it's better than what he's been. But, yeah, no, most of these guys, yeah, they're not hitting the ball that hard. Or, you know, they're not, especially in that park, the way they're hitting, you don't think that they're going to hit it out of the park. So you might as well challenge these hitters or, you know, throw them something a little funky and just hope for the best. But yeah, I feel like pitchers are, you know, willing to give up contact to this lineup because the contact hasn't been all that hard. Mm-hmm. And yes, even with like Posey, you know, he used to be more of a power hitter. That's not so much the case anymore. Belt might get back there, but he's not really there right now. I love Slater and Duggar, but they're, you know, they're not destroying the ball. I mean, Slater, I think, can be a very good hitter. Duggar, I see more of a speed and defense guy who might add a little bit at the plate. But yeah, you know, this isn't a lineup that you can challenge, and you're probably going to win most of the time.
Well, that's what's happened with them certainly in the month of August. And that this is the month where the dreams are made and teams make their run. This is when it all happens, and it's not happening for the Giants right now. And I think that's kind of the critical part that we're watching is that, you know, when you look at runs scored, on base percentage, home runs, and everything else, they're one of the worst in baseball. But it's happening to everybody at the same time. On the pitching side, again, from June 1st forward, it's hard to believe I'm saying these words, they have the best ERA of anybody in the National League. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, that, Luis, has been something of a bright spot. They're actually winning some of these games, so they're only scoring a couple runs. And so that means the pitching end's been holding up a little bit. Yeah, it's you know, losing Rodriguez for hopefully he's not out that long, but that certainly hurts because he was really leading the staff. Bumgarner, I am a little concerned about. The ERA has been great. The ERA is actually, you know, what you expect from Bumgarner, but he's got a little bit of a different formula. He used to be kind of a high strikeout, slow walks, and weak contact kind of guy, but, you know, that's an ace pitcher. The strikeouts have been a little bit down, walks have been a little bit up, but he's not giving up home runs at the rate he usually does. And so that kind of balances the equation. It's not a formula that too many pitchers can pull off, but, you know, he's both he's got great stuff and he's a very crafty pitcher. So maybe he's doing something that, you know, that's not just a fluke. And, you know, he'd know better than me on that. But so I'm a little worried that he can keep this going, but what he's got right now is something like, you know, he's had his ERAs 2-something for the last month or month and a half. So even if that creeps up a little bit, you're not too worried. I don't know what's gotten into Derek Holland. I mean, it's not every single start or anything, but I thought he was kind of done as a pitcher in the first month of the season. And he's come roaring back, and now he's kind of their number three starter. And Suarez, I have to do a little mea culpa on him. I was saying he's the guy to, you know, he's going to be like the solid sort of number two, number three guy going forward the last time we spoke. And that has not been the case. He's been giving up home runs like crazy. I think he's tired. His velocity is down a bit. He's giving up more contact. And every single pitch has gotten a little bit worse in the last month or so for him. So I think he's, you know, maybe needs shorter starts or maybe, you know, can do a phantom DL stint or a real DL stint.
Well, I'll tell you this, the Dodgers do it all the time. Every time you pick up the paper, the Dodgers have another guy in the 10-day DL. It's incredible the pitchers and how they do it. The Giants really don't do that unless someone actually is getting creamed or they actually are hurt.
Yeah, and it makes sense. When you add the 15-day L, okay, that's kind of a long time to be without a pitcher, but 10-day L just means they're missing one start. And so if you've got enough depth, yeah, why not cycle guys in and out, and then you get to use that roster spot for, you know, an extra bench guy, someone else in the bullpen, and of course they do the same thing with their bullpen. And it just makes sense, and, you know, maybe they're cheating the system, but if they're keeping their arms healthier, I'm not going to complain.
No, they're doing it.
Someone who wants to see the Giants do well, I'm complaining a little, but yeah, I think more teams ought to. It's in the rules.
Let me ask you this. Owen Poindexter with us. If you had a point to one of the hitters that can kind of be that guide dog, so to speak, and get this thing going from the analytical point, maybe exit velocity, spin, you know, the way they're hitting the ball, whatever you can come up with numbers wise, is there one of the hitters that you say, okay, looks like this guy maybe could get hot for a couple of weeks and carry the ball club a little?
I'll give you a few. I mean, McCutchen, I think, is I don't know if he's going to get hot, but I think he can be a pretty solid force going forward. He's still hitting the ball well. And, I think he can at least hold down his spot in the lineup. He's not someone you're disappointed to see up with a couple guys on. Longoria, I mean, honestly, this is a bit more of a gut thing. I think he's still a good hitter. I feel like he wants to get one good run in before the season's out. But the guy I'm really watching is Austin Slater. He was tearing up the minor leagues for a little while, and I think he's kind of adjusting to major league pitching. He's been sort of a different hitter than he was in the minors. He's hit with less power and just been able to get on base a bit more. But I think he's someone who could go on a little bit of a run and get Giants fans excited for what he might be going forward. So, and you know, it's always fun to get excited about a rookie anyway. But he's one guy I'm watching closely. But also, yeah, McCutchen and Longoria are the ones who I'm thinking might be able to pick up the slack a little bit.
Okay. All right. Well, Slater, you got to get him on the field. You got to, you know, get him to play.
Yeah.
And that's the other issue, because when they start facing all the righties, Hanson is getting left field. So we'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, very good. We'll follow you on The Athletic. And again, BABIP. Something's got to be out there that explains why this team is not hitting at all, that they're all in this slump. So we'll look forward to your next column on The Athletic.
I appreciate it, Marty. Take care.
All right, thanks. That's Owen Poindexter. All right, more coming up.